We welcome to Star 94.1, Antoine Stanley. Antoine, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, just fine.
Great.
Just fine.
Great. I'm just happy to be here, you know. This is second time in Virginia, and, you know, just happy to be here, you know.
Good, good. Tell us about I Can Do Anything.
I Can Do Anything is my first project. So, you know, definitely something I really encourage everybody to go out and get. Had some major producers on the first project, Percy and Pajam, the whole Paul Allen, Jay Moss, and Marcus Cole, who just released his project not long ago. Wonderful project. Check that out, too, all right? And Noel Hall, who's Arthur Munizzi. And the whole project was it was produced by Bishop Merritt on Baja Day Records out of Detroit, Michigan. And so, yeah, this is it's a great project. This, like I said, this is my first one. I've been singing for quite a while. I've been singing since I was 3 years old. And I've been through, you know, quite a bit, you know, through four different signings. And yeah, I think God has blessed me to come to this point. And, you know, at this time, I feel like, I can do anything. And this is definitely reflective, through this project. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, being 19, you're in college,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, U of M. Yes, with that. Yeah.
How did you get all these guys? How did you get Pajam?
Well, actually,
all those guys who
actually, you know, Bishop Merritt was, you know, gracious enough to, you know, introduce me, you know, just to these different people. And, you know, 2 years ago, I was signed to the label. I went to Straight Gate Church and sang a few times. And, you know, Bishop Merritt and the whole congregation, you know, they took me on, you know, took me in. And so here I had a great experience, you know, the whole process. And, you know, just introduced to great, you know, producers like, you know, Pajam and Percy and Noel Hall and Marcus Cole. And, yeah, we just went to the studio and did our thing. And this is the result here. This is the end result.
Hey, it definitely is. Let's talk about some songs on your project.
Yeah.
Is there a jam called Reason?
Yes, there is definitely a jam called Reason.
Tell us about Reason. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, this song is an up-tempo song. You know, it's enjoyable. And, you know, that God gives us a reason to just be grateful. God gives us a reason to be just to be happy, to praise Him. You know, all those wonderful things. You know, God definitely gives me a reason. And, you know, just to rejoice. And I'm so happy, like I said, to come to this point. And, yeah, it's recognized with this project.
We're getting a lot of response from Teach Me. We're playing Teach Me. You sound like a crooner.
That crooner.
Would you consider yourself a crooner?
You know, I guess so. If you can hear it, I guess so. You know, I have a lot of influences, you know. I love to, you know, just listen to different, you know, types of artists and just, you know, technique. And of course, the gift that God has implanted with me is just, you know, incredible. You know, I can hardly, you know, describe, you know, what this is. But I'm, you know, just happy that I'm able to go out and work through the ministry. You know, I consider music as, you know, my way to minister, even though there are many different ways. And I just feel that music is just my way. And, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. But, crooner, if you say so, you know.
Who is Antoine Stanley?
You know, Antoine Stanley is a guy who comes from Flint, Michigan. Loves God, you know, very enthusiastic about, you know, just the ministry itself. And, you know, like I said, this is my first project. And this project is really, you know, an experience that, you know, really speaks, you know, from me, you know. And of course, you know, the producers helped to bring it all out. But, yeah, that's all. Antoine Stanley. Antoine Stanley, you know, just a guy from Flint, Michigan who, you know, is out, you know, out for God industry here, you know. And, yeah. That's it. I'm just bringing it forward.
Now, you talked earlier about, you know, different labels and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the challenges in the industry, you know.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a day you said to yourself, I've got the talent. Mm-hmm. I know I can do it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mean, there were definitely times when I felt like, you know, is this really for me or what is it? Back when, you know, the other day was Sony, MCA, yeah. At the time, I was actually singing R&B music. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was really, you know, still trying to find myself. I was, you know, I'm 19 now. So, you know, I was about like 12 then, you know. And so a lot of things were going on, you know. And, yeah, it wasn't where my heart was. It wasn't where my heart was. And, you know, a few years ago, or a little bit over a few years ago, is when I actually, you know what, the ministry. I think the minute, because I grew up singing, you know, gospel music. I've been raised in the church. I've always been in the church. And, you know, there was just a period where I was just trying to find myself, like, you know, I can sing. Okay, God has given me this gift. Okay, what am I to do with it? And yeah, and this is exactly, I think this is the spot for me. You know, the ministry is my spot, and I feel, you know, great. I feel great about it, you know, and I'm just, you know, headstrong about, you know, everything that's going on. And I look forward to making this, a long-term thing.
Bishop Andrew Merritt, how instrumental, I know Baja Day is his company,
uh-huh.
but how instrumental has he been in your life?
Oh, gosh. And Bishop Andrew Merritt has been incredible. I mean, and as far as, you know, just learning different things from him and his experiences, you know, whether it be in the church or in the business, I think he's just, I know he is well-rounded. And, you know, he's helping me so much in trying to understand, you know, things that I may not. And it's all, you know, everything is beneficial, you know, and I owe so much credit to, you know, him being helping me to be able to, you know, go out into the world and speak and not just speak, but just sing, you know, everything. I'm so happy that he's, you know, helped me to get to this point. And yeah, he's very helpful.
You had a release party, and I think Kiki mm-hmm. was there. And,
yeah.
And J-Maw.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Vanessa Bell came on through. Oh, yeah,
tell
yeah.
Us about that.
Great release party. You know, so many people came on out, you know, J-Maw, and it was incredible. You know, some of the producers made it out, and incredible experience. I sang a few songs from the project, and, yeah, it was great. So many people came, and, you know, just to listen and watch some of the screenings that we had. I also showed Teach Me, which is one of the video that I have out, and saw some like on BET and some of the other video stations. But yeah, it was a wonderful night, you know, wonderful night, not just, you know, for me, but for everybody, you know. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Good.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when you turn on BET and you go, that's me?
Yeah, you know. It's inexplicable, you know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's an amazing experience, you know, to be able to, you know, say that, wow, that's my video showing, you know, across the country. You know, people, you know, come up to me, you know, even in school, you know, walking down the hall, this one guy stopped me, said, "Hey, man, you know what? I loved your video." You know, I think like, wow, okay, thank you. But it's an amazing experience, you know. But like I said, it's all about the ministry. So I'm just, you know, I'll really trying to get out there and win souls. You know, that's what this whole thing is about. And, you know, so, you know, there are different means, you know, or different ways to, you know, approaching, you know, yeah, just the exposure, you know, for this project. And, yeah, but, I mean, I love it.
What are you majoring in?
Huh?
What's your major?
Oh, my major is actually, I'm doing a BMA, which is Bachelor of Musical Arts. Okay. So combining music, my music degree with liberal arts, so which is probably sociology. And I'm thinking about adding just a few more years, you know, just, you know, because of some other interests that I have, too, so. Yeah.
How important is education to Antoine Stanley?
Education is so important. As a matter of fact, I am, you know, you mentioned I'm going to U of M. I am going to U of M right now and, you know, pursuing ministry at the same time. So, you know, things can get a little hectic, but, you know, I take them on. I take them as a challenge. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love it. I wouldn't give up, you know, my education. No, nah.
A couple of days from now, we will enter into a new year,
yes.
2007.
Yes.
What expectations does Antoine Stanley have?
You know, I would say my New Year's resolution, but I don't want to say resolution. I think my New Year's commitment is to draw even closer to God. You know, that's my main thing, you know, just to know God for myself. You grow up as a little kid and you're encouraged by, you know, your mothers and father, you know, just pray, you know, do this. But I think, you know, I'm coming of the age, you know, now, and we were talking about this earlier today, you know, just knowing God for yourself, you know, being able to hear his voice, seek his face. And that's something that I really, 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 really want to, you know, do for next year, you know, just to really seek God. And, of course, you know, I'm ministering, you know, through music, you know, in these different venues. So it's something that I really, really want to, you know, have down for myself, you know, before going in, you know, to these different audiences. And because, I mean, souls need to be won, you know, and you need to have that relationship with God. And that's something that, you know, I really want to, you know, have even more of with him for next year. And I look forward to it. It's going to be a great year.
Our guest is Antoine Stanley.
Thanks.
I'm marveling at the fact that you also mentioned that you were 4 years old. You started in the church. But to be 19, a young man, on fire for the Lord, sort of unusual. To me it is, you know.
You know, my mom was the big person behind me, just pushing me, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always loved to sing. I started off when I was at the kids' table in the kitchen, you know, and, you know, she was humming a little bit, amazing girl, always me. And she paused, and for some reason, I came out, and I, amazing grace, and shall always be my song of praise. And from that moment on, I mean, she called everybody. I mean, and it was crazy. But, yeah, from that point on, you know, I had my first little engagement at my grandmother's birthday party when I was 4 years old. And it was great. It was great. And, you know, like, really, people started calling and, you know, asking if, oh, man, why don't he come over, you know, to, you know, our church and into a little ministry there and here and here. And so I've been on the road, you know, for quite some time. And, you know, I love it. I love it. And I've come to this point, so.
You ever get butterflies in the studio or when you go on stage?
Yeah, I have to admit it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I always experience a little something. It may, you know, it's calmed down a little bit since I've been doing it for a while. But, you know, I usually before, you know, I go on stage, you know, I might, you know, grab somebody by the hand and say, you know, let's have a little quick prayer. And, but yeah, yeah, just, you know, it always happens every now and then before you go into the studio because everything is, sometimes it can seem new. You know it's not really new, but, yeah, some things can be a little bit of a challenge. So it's like, but, you know, I'm pretty straight with everything, you know, that goes on around, you know, always learning new things, so.
Will there be another single lifted from the project?
More than likely, yes. For next year, you know, we're probably going to, of course, continue with Teach Me and Reason, and also have another song on the project called Only Imagine, and which is a remake. And but you know, Mercy Me, they also had that song, and it's about 5 or 6 years old, I think now.
Okay.
But yeah, I have my own rendition of the song on the project, and it was also produced by Noah Hall. One of the songs that he did on the project. And it's a beautiful song. When I first heard it, I was like, "Wow, I'm doing this song," you know. And
I
so
I remember that's a slow song.
It's like a ballad, and it kind of picks up, you know, has a little bit of a groove to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but it's a great song. It's a great song, and yeah, that's also on the project too.
Right. Okay. Antoine, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, no,
and,
thank you.
We could sit here and talk all night long.
Hey, it's all good. Whatever you want to do, you know? It's all good.
Hey.
But thank you so much for having me here, you know?
And we appreciate you. We speak life into your project.
Thank you
we
so much.
We speak life into your ministry.
Thanks a lot.
And, you know, we speak that you will continue to bless others and that Antoine Stanley will become a household name.
Oh, thank you so much. And I also like to, before we leave, you know, encourage people to go and check out the website, antoinestanley.com. And I'm also on MySpace, so myspace.com/AntoineStanley. Feel free to go and check it out, learn more about me, you know, of course, the project. And, yeah, look forward to it.
Our guest, Antoine Stanley on Star 94.1.